We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Reish, Sif Gimel. B'yom Sheni Sheyantav, on the second day of Yantav, Afil Rosh Hashanah, Vifritz Rosh Hashanah, Emefshav Lasses, B'lishiyu, Ayidei Oiv T'Kachavim, Tvarim HaNeskam La'el, if the various things that have to be done for a Nifta could be done without delay, Yasa Ayidei Oiv T'Kachavim should be done through Nachrim. Shad Dvarim, everything else, if it's the second day Yantav, Yasser Yisrael and Kamashik Saftil Eil. V'yachayim l'tarai de begodim saginim. They could do the tahara when he has clothing, the tachrichim and the sheets. Rak shizar shalai yasser schit b'daim. You have to be careful about schit on yontif. Mimef shayi de have to kachavim. If it's impossible to do what has to be done through an achrim, it's asked by Yisrael. It should be done through Jews. Everything that needs to be done, like during the weekdays. When we talk about the second day Yontif, as far as a nift is concerned, Kachol Shev Yurabon, it's considered like a weekday. If there's somebody who has already prepared for themselves Tachrichim, try to use tachrichim that you don't have to sew from scratch. All that we're saying we could do these things on Yontif is only dafka shiroitzum covered by b'yom. Only if the burial is going to be done that day. Avum ain rikoitzum covered by b'yom. If there's no intention to bury him that day, ain oisin by shum dava, we don't do anything. I feel a tilt loss, so we're not allowed to even move a nifter. Sifdalat hard to shav yurabon and yom toshen legabe meis kachol. This that the second day of yontav is treated like a weekday. Zeb neik fodesh shal meis. It's all because of covered hameis, honor of the nifter. Shalimut b'zayin that he shouldn't be left unattended. Avalasa shodover usher. Anything else is not permitted. Lakein losu laktos and balachanus the mea pishtin shloichon tachrichim. We're not allowed to negotiate a price for the linen for the tachrichim, im loik yishev shebin yanach, unless it's impossible any other way. Kshigon shloichim oiv kachavim, if it's being bought from a nachri who won't sell it without a price established. Vakavonim osul kach shcha kavonas biyontiv. The people who do the burial can't get paid for yontiv. Kishcha shabbos b'shcha yontiv also, you're not allowed to get paid for working on shabbos and yontiv. Vim ena roitzim last b'chinam, but if they refuse to work without getting paid, yitnin lahem scharm, then we should pay them. V'hem esin litin asadin, but they're going to have to give a reckoning for why they did this. V'an shechever kedisha ba'ara kark lo yichumos, the chever kedisha who sells the plot should not make up money. Rak mishkarnis b'li k'tzitzitam, they shouldn't take money either. They could take security. Sif hey, emein b'ir beis kvaris Yisrael, if in the city where he was nifter, there's no Jewish cemetery, even though you could technically bury him in the non-Jewish cemetery, we could transport him on the first day Yontif through Nachrim, on the second day through Yisrael, to bury him in a Jewish cemetery. If the nifter is not being buried today on Yontav anyway, also Yisrael alicha b'yontav l'kavar l'ach Yontav, he may not be transported on Yontav, even if the intention is to take him, if the intention is the burial should be after Yontav. If this person asked that he should be taken, there's a cemetery in the city, but this person asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael or to be buried elsewhere, then that should not be done on Yontif. The Levaya should be after Yontif. If it has to be on Yontif, then he should be buried in that city. Sivav, Mutar Lav, as a Semes B'Yontif Rishi B'Teichet Tchum. On the first day Yontif, you could escort the Nifta as long as it's within the Tchum. B'Yontif Shina Fila Chutzot Tchum. On the second day Yontif, even outside the Tchum, Mutar Mgam Kein Lachs L'Basin Baba Yom, they could come back home that day. I will also look about Gabba Behem Kadeh Lavas Ames Beyontif. We're not allowed to ride an animal for that purpose. I feel Beyontif Shani, even on the second day. I feel Avelim, even the Avelim. Ava kavronim, those that will be actually bearing the nifter, and mefshalelach bereglem, if they can't walk, mutar lircha b'yad tosheni, they can ride on the second day yontiv. Mekamakam layukav b'tachia, they shouldn't ride within the city. And that's why nowadays, where most cemeteries cannot be walked to on yontiv, if the levaya is taking place on the second day yontiv, the Jews should go along for the kfura. But of course, he shouldn't drive the car. Nachrim should drive the car. Siv Zayin, Meis Bilal Yontif Sheni. If somebody was nifted on the second night of Yontif, the Misaskim by Yisrael, where Jews could be involved with the Kfurim, Im Ein Oiv the Kachavim, if there are no Nachrim available, Mashkim Asar B'nei Adam V'Kayim Reisoi, then 10 people should bury him. When? B'shoah Shal Sich Tzibayim Piyutim. During the Chazar Sashatz, when the Piyutim are said. If the nifter was Adam Choshev, Shurabim Tzrichon Levoisai, where it's appropriate that he should have a larger group at the Levaya. Kaivin Yisrael Ach Yitzim Beis HaKnesses Kan Machila. We wait for the Levaya after davening before the Suda. This is Medrash. The Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Leisoich Lo Adam, Shach Lecha Suda Kavua, we're not allowed to sit down Tamil, Kaivin Shnekva Mace before the Mace was buried. Vim Efshel Lahaych and Kol Tzarche Kura, Adas Manahu, if everything could not be prepared for the Levaya at that time, so then Kavanai Salach Achila, the Kfur is after the Suda. Sevches Yel Shemes Lachash Lashem Yoim, if a child died after he was 30 days old, Shiadu Oshen a Nefel, now we know that this child is not a Nefel, Dine Kemoy Sharmes, so he's treated like every other mace, Achu him Zachar, but if this is a boy, this boy never had a bris. Even though it involves delaying the Levayim, we don't make the Levayim the first day Yontif. So we have to remove the Arla from this baby before he's buried. That should not be done through a Nachri. And therefore, we wait for the second day Yontif, which is permissible because Mutal Alina Lakfaida, we're doing it for the honor of the Nifter, that he should be buried without an Arla. Yontif Sheni, and then on the second day, Yontif Masirin Arlosai, we take off the Arla, and then Kaibnasai, we bury him. Siftas Tinik Shemes Kishu Safik Nefel, if the child that died is a Safik Nefel, Eloi Shtai, in Kaibnasai, Yontif Rishin, Afdei Aved Chavim. Unless there's a pressing need, we don't do the kvur on the first day. We wait even through Nachrim. For such a situation, we don't do a levaya on the first day Yontif, even through Nachrim. But what we do is machinally Yontif Sheni. We wait for the second day Yontif, and then the kaimer sayidei of the kachamah deyulayidei Yisrael. The kvur is done through Nachrim, not through Yisrael. But if there's a delay and there's a need to do the levaya, then we can do the levaya on the first day through Jews. The mace beyond the sheni, if the child died on the second day yontif, the kfur is done through Nachrim, not through Yisraelim. And again, if this baby is a male that never had a bris milah, I feel a shtai. We don't do the levaya on the second day yontif, even through Nachrim. Al mashinale ad lach yontif. We wait for after yontif, and then masirin alosai for kavnasai. We take off the arla, and then we'll do the kvura. Sifyul b'shabbos yom kippurim on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Leisasku b'meis klal. We don't do anything with a nifter. Afil aydei of the kavim, even through Nachrim. B'chalamoid, ein lahaitzi as a meat mace the basic forest. On chalamoid, they should not take out the nifter to a basic forest. And the reason is, until everything is all prepared. And the reason is, shleitztarku lahamin as a mita. Because what they don't want to do is wait until the spot is prepared. because we don't want to have a situation that we wait for the spot to be prepared, and then we may end up delaying and saying a hesped, and we're not supposed to say a hesped on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed.